Scott Ross. One day, all DJs will be like this. Sounded good.
Just had to play that song to introduce my guests, John Grease, Julia May, Angela Gardner, who together are Stuck in the Middle.
Well, not quite.
But that's the name of their band, whose home base is Southminster. But you don't all come from there, do you? Who's going to answer that one?
No, I actually, I'm from the Denji area.
Right, and you are Julian.
I'm Julian.
Right, come on, you better all introduce yourselves.
Well, I'm John, and right. In the middle of both of us is
Angela, and that's me.
Great stuff.
We both live in Southminster now, though I'm former Wickford, so.
Right.
I come from Wickford originally, and moved out to Southminster in the late 80s. And then there's Julian the outsider, who comes some miles away from us.
Which is where?
The Denji, they just got electric on there last week.
Did they really?
Yes.
That's incredible.
It is.
Gas up until then, was it?
It's not that old. No.
I've only just heard about John Lennon marrying Cynthia.
Yeah. Scott, it's great to be on your show this afternoon.
Well, it's wonderful to have you here. And by the way, did you actually take your name from the Steelers Wheel Band?
Well, yes, I guess we have to.
Inadvertently, I suppose. The fact there's three of us and I've got a male either side of me, it just, poor me, being stuck in the middle. So
the rose between two thorns, you know.
I like that saying, yes.
Okay, so how long have you been together, and given the geographical differences, how was it you actually managed to get yourselves together?
In our own rights, Julian and myself have been doing live music for years. Julian, right, since about 1975, isn't it? You started doing your stuff.
1975.
I didn't hit the big time until sort of around 1989. So, big time, yeah.
I like it.
I'd always dreamed of playing the Denji, yeah. And
all those flashing gas lights.
I know, it was incredible, yes.
It's by candlelight.
But Andrew and I have been best mates for as long than I care to remember, and so she and I started singing together as a Denji duo sometime years back in the early 2000s. And obviously, when you're a musician, as any musician out there listening, you kind of know all the other musicians on the circuit. And we knew of Julian, and Julian knew of us. We thought, he seems all right, you know, it's not too much.
Even though he came from the Denji.
Me and Julian actually did a couple of duo gigs, and then we brought Angela in and said, well, why don't you just go all the three? So it was Julian that came up with the Stuck in the Middle idea, and then we just went out, the three of us. We still do the Denji duo, Andrew and I, but Julian still does his other bands.
And is that what you actually called it, Denji duo?
Me and Andrew are, yeah.
Yes.
But this is...
And when you get together with Julian, what is it?
Stuck in the middle.
Oh, no, but only... What I'm saying, if they do it together, but without you... They don't do it without me.
They don't do it without me.
No. me and Julian aren't a duo. Me and Angela are the duo.
Right.
So we're the Denji duo. Right. And Julian's Julian May, or he's... I've been Greavesy as a soloist, but then Julian's Julian May as a soloist, or he's with Rich Clifford and the Young Ones.
Or the Mays.
I'm impressed. Yeah.
Very
measure.
Sought after he
well,
is.
Yeah.
Very lucky to have him.
So what kind of music do you play? Are we talking folk music here?
No, not really. We do anything and everything, really.
Mm.
Whatever people...
You like a bit of country, don't you?
Yeah, I quite enjoy singing country. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Julian and John are a lot older than me. therefore, their musical knowledge is far beyond mine, of course.
Julian likes his Cliff Richard and stuff, and I'm more of a Pink Floyd person, see? Right. So there's a lot of scope there for diversity in our music, that we all kind of link up with the 60s, 70s, 80s popular chart music.
Yeah.
And...
I can identify with all of that. I can identify with music in the 40s.
Really? Yes.
But to be fair, Scott, what we have having got together is we've discovered that a lot of the songs that require three-part harmony give us a united sound of our own.
Mm.
So it's 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, more or less. Anything that people could ask for. Because John was previously known as the Human Jukebox.
that was my solo stage name, Greedy the Human Jukebox.
That's because you don't stop
Jack of all, master of absolutely none, though. Yeah. Oh, dear. I'm never horrible to Angela.
Well, she's had a go at you.
I know, I don't provoke it at all.
Now, look, you've just produced your first CD, but before you tell us about that, let's hear one of the tracks. So this one's called Baby, I Love You. Is there any story behind it?
Julian taking the lead in it, and me and Angela doing a bubchy wubby bits in the bit background. It's something we thought we'd
just
do.
Just a song you like,
isn't it?
It's
Julian's idea.
It's a cover version that the Ramones did of whoever did it before that. It's a great
Dave
song.
Dave Edmonds did it. Oh, who else? I can't remember who it was before then.
Okay, don't worry.
No,
let's just play the song.
Yeah.
And though I'm really trying,
Stuck in the Middle and Baby I Love You. Now, of course, Stuck in the Middle are my guest today. And that was a track off your new album. So come on, you've got to tell us a bit about this album.
Well, Stuck in the Middle have a new album out, and we've decided to call it Picture This. Mm-hmm. But there isn't any songs on there called Picture This. They are a collection. There are a collection of our songs together,
right,
that we've been performing throughout this summer, with a collection of photographs of us, some of the events that we've been at.
Yeah.
And it does have bass on it, doesn't it? We put bass guitar on it, John.
I put a bit of bass guitar on, yeah. But the whole thing really was we each of us chose, because we have different music tastes, about four, five songs each that we fancied recording, that would generally fit in. I mean, I couldn't really put Pink Floyd with that sort of thing, but at the same time, it was it didn't quite flow. But yeah. You know, to get some songs from the 50s, 60s, 70s, that time, we ought to choose some, about four or five favourites each and just record them, and that's what we did, and recorded it on my little home recording studio.
Oh, I'm impressed beyond measure. It's just showing.
Well, I'm not saying that I did the recording, I'm just saying it was my instrument, my piece of equipment used.
I'm impressed that you've got that sort of equipment at home. So is the album, does that include music that you've written yourselves?
Not this particular one, no.
But you do write music?
Oh yeah, all of us write, yeah.
But do you write collectively or individually?
We've never that, have yet,
no,
have
that's
we?
A plan. We do intend to at some point, but obviously with John and Julian going out doing different bits and pieces from time to time, it's having time to get together and focus on it.
Yeah.
Obviously, my writing is going to be more one way. Julian's going to write. So coming together and writing something that we would all write together would be difficult but interesting.
You know, it's the ultimate thing is obviously to write songs that are equally as good as Baby I Love You or any of the ones on this CD.
Yeah, none of us are good enough for that.
Because so often,
I don't believe that.
But so often you refer back, because we haven't had a hit record, you know, so people might say, who is Stuck in the Middle?
Yeah.
Hence the reason you do songs that your audience knows. But the challenge to write is up in the future.
And I have to add that I actually the only musical instrument I play is a tambourine. So as far as my writing abilities go, it's very limited.
She does play C on a ukulele, so she could write a song in C. In fact, you could play all of Blue Jay Way by George Harrison, because that is only a C.
I was going to ask, if you only played a tambourine, were you in the Salvation Army?
No, never, but that's something I could look at joining in the future.
If you do decide to write your own material, how would you set about it? Would you write the music first, the lyrics, or
I always write the music first,
right?
Personally, but
I usually get what I would consider a title. I think, gosh, that sounds like the title of a song, and I'll put it at the top end of a blank piece of paper and see what the title suggests. So it's different to you, John.
I'm going to go with the flow. If I write with John, I'll...
me and Andrew have co-written before. And I but that pair of us, we wrote Loony for Christmas.
We did.
And we wrote quite a bit of an opera together, so...
showing off.
Well, I'm not saying it was any good, I'm just saying we wrote it.
Have you performed it?
No.
Nobody's nuts enough to...
It has actually been performed, but not in any big way, no.
But now, look, when you do write, with so much music around, how do you ensure that you don't copy somebody else's work?
I don't think you can, to be honest. I don't know how you come
you can
up with
accidentally
an idea.
Write
you
something.
You can accidentally rewrite, because so often the one note follows another. You know, it's sort of a D7s are so often followed by Gs, that type of thing. So it's these type of thing, you've got a melody line going, and then you sort of move it in a direction, and so I don't quite know how it is that not more songs do clash, if you like. But I don't know of any of my songs that I've written that actually sound too much like anything else. That might not always be a good thing. Might be because there's no tune to them or something.
I think it's fair to say you write it, hopefully you're able to record it, and it's only in the listening back that you think somebody in the room might say, you know, that bit there sounds like.
Yeah, yeah.
That's usually
what
it is.
It is a very gratifying moment when you've recorded something you've written and then you hear it for the first time actually put on a CD that you've recorded yourself, and you suddenly listen to it and think,
As you've already said, you're performing regularly, presumably mainly here in Essex, right? So tell us where people can come and see you in the coming weeks.
What places where we're...
While we're on, you know, if there are any big acts going around out there that needs a support slot, we'd gladly do that because it's a captive audience, and that would be one step up the ladder from us. But we are appearing in the not too distant future.
We've got that Sheffield
On Sunday, the 4th of December, along with Phoenix FM at. Can I give the address?
Please do.
So it's the Lighting Up at Shenfield. It's going to be Sunday, the 4th of December. Mm-hmm. Outside the library is where we'll be, Hutton Road, Shenfield, near the railway station. We're going to be on, Stuck in the Middle, it'll be on at 20 to 5.
I'm impressed that you've got the time so accurately.
I read it.
I wouldn't count on it being accurate on the day.
Turn up sometime between 4 and 6 and you should see us, yes.
Now, you've just produced this first collective album, so do you have plans for another one?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think so. They might not want to do it with me, but...
We had so much fun doing it, and I have to say, because we had the portable recorder, we were recording it in my kitchen, were recording it in John's living room.
Our studios moved from my living room to John's living room studios, to Angela's kitchen studios, to Julian's upstairs, third on the right bedroom studios. Yes. It was quite an interesting way of recording,
it's
wasn't
fun,
it?
It's fun, yeah.
So, okay, remind us the title of the album, Where Can You Get It? And how much is it?
Well, it goes for £7. There's no actual particular place that is stocking it at the moment because the shop that we were stocking it just closed down, didn't it?
Well, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
But if people want...
They made lots of album sales. That was the only thing that held them as long as it did. Anyway, go on.
That's all right. No, it was only that we have a trailer song from it that we are heralding as our Christmas release, which will be Mr. Sandman. But if any of your listeners want to know or get any more information about the album, they can email our John here on johngreaves@live.co.uk.
That's J-O-N, John, not without. That's taking the H out. J-O-N-G-R-E-A-V-E-S at live.co.uk. And you can order them online that way.
Good
us. Or you can pick them up at any of our gigs, of course.
All right, well,
we have
thanks.
A merchandise.
Look, thanks very much indeed for coming in to talk to us again. Good luck with the album.
Thank you.
But before we go, we've got to hear another song from the album. Come on, you've got to introduce this yourselves.
Mr. Sandman.
Is that what we're doing? Fabulous.
Yeah, okay. That was, see, it sounded quite Christmassy to us when we put it together. He didn't mean it to be Christmas, he just did. And he was like, it sounds rather Christmas. So we just decided, all right, well, we'll just put it as a Christmas release and see if we can not slide off the top.
Good stuff, okay. Let's play the song now.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Give him two lips like roses and clover, and tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone, don't have nobody to call my own. Please turn on your magic beam, Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make her the cutest that I've ever seen. Give her the word that I'm not a rover. Then tell her that her lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone, don't have nobody to call my own. Please turn on your magic beam, Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Mr. Sandman, bring us a dream.